You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Now to education, where personalized learning has been a buzzword for at least the last decade plus. And tech companies in particular, the ones that are so good at personalizing the ads you see or the news feed you read or the additional products you might want to buy, are offering that same kind of personalization technology to schools. The designers of this software say it can help kids learn at their own pace. But as Sarah Tan reports from San Francisco, it's not clear whether the tech actually helps the students at all.
At Alt School, a Bay Area-based network of private schools, the classroom might sound like some educator's dream. Students as young as 10 work quietly on subjects like subtraction. They have their lessons and goals tailored to their individual needs with the help of a computer software program. 11-year-old Miles Gardner walks me through his personal goals in the system.
I will improve my writing by using more advanced vocabulary, writing with detail and description.
Alt School runs a number of schools in California and New York. Tuition runs $20,000 or more, and now it's developing software that can replicate these classes in public and private schools across the country. The software helps track student data and logs work. For example, to improve Miles's writing, his teachers might assign more vocabulary exercises for him. They would then track his progress and mark a goal as completed when Miles demonstrates proficiency. Devin Vodichka, who helps design the personalized learning curriculum for Alt School, explains.
The big goal is empower students to drive their own learning. And to do that requires some pretty significant shifts in education away from a one-size-fits-all to a truly personalized experience for each and every learner.
Personalized learning isn't new. The idea of trying to teach students individually is something that's been around for decades. But Emily Dom, a former teacher at Alt School and now head of its Yerba Buena location, says the software can make doing this less cumbersome.
The platform makes it easier to personalize because it puts everything into one place. They can deliver assignments, they can assess student work, they can track student progress, and they can share with families without having to cobble together lots of different pieces of technology.
Alt School isn't alone in doing this. Other companies are also creating and distributing the educational software, some with big tech backers like Facebook, the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So far, Education Week estimates funding for personalized learning is about $8 billion a year. But it's hard to say whether these systems are making a difference. The education think tank RAND Corporation studied the technology and said it couldn't draw a causal relationship between personalized learning programs and improved student test scores. And some teachers also question how helpful the software is. Julian Cortella is a teacher who formerly taught at Summit, a school in Redwood City, California. It's a school like Alt School that's developed a personalized learning program with the help of Facebook engineers. Cortella says he doubts that software can truly serve kids' individual learning needs because that's really hard.
It takes not only a lot of training, it takes a lot of hard work, and it really takes a master curriculum planner, developer.
And the technology out there?
I think it still has a long way to go.
Now, Alt School is looking to close some of its lab schools to focus on distributing and marketing its platform. But Benjamin Harold, a reporter with Education Week who covers the personalized learning industry, says educators should approach the technology with caution.
Certainly there's a vested interest for some of the large companies to have their technologies sold and used in schools, and they're pushing that very hard without a whole lot of evidence that it's improving education.
There are many school districts across the country that are using some kind of personalized learning software today. And Alt School will be testing its own software in public schools in California next year, at Arcadia Unified and Menlo Park School Districts. In San Francisco, I'm Sarah Tan for Marketplace.